TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey, all, before we get started, before we actually get into the show, this is just some random jibber-jabber that we do. Sometimes I put that at the beginning of the show, but there's a lot of it this time. So it's a lot of random jibber-jabber of us goofing around before we get to the actual show. That's what we're going to do right now. Okay, just wanted to let you know.
Hold on for one more sec. Don't you know things will change? We can do this show if you hold on till Andy's done fingering his butt. Fingering the booty ass bitch.
Okay.
How's it make you feel, Andy?
Like I got a finger in my booty ass bitch.
Yeah. Good.
That's a Kanye West reference, you know.
Oh, was it?
What?
Somebody he used to date said he likes.
Oh, yes. And he's like, I don't like finger in the butt. It was like
I think he specifically said, I'm not a finger in the booty ass bitch.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me make sure I'm quoting him correctly.
So that we don't get sued. I just don't understand, like, these Twitter drama and, like, these young people posting YouTube videos about, here's my side of the story. I'm like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Who indeed?
I'm sure our parents felt the same way about the shit we cared about.
Probably.
Now I feel the same way. Like, kids, get off my fucking lawn. Kids, get off my fucking internet.
Oh, we were just talking about that at work. Somebody was talking about how she'd posted something on Instagram and her nephew had gotten up her ass about, Auntie, why didn't you tag me in that? Why didn't you tag me? Then nobody knows I'm in that picture. I'm like, holy shit, when I was a kid, if you got tagged, you were fucking it.
He wants to be it.
I guess.
He wants the people to know who he is. He doesn't exist unless he is tagged in Instagram.
Yeah, I was like,
It is amazing how important social media is to these young folks.
I know.
By the way, it was Amber Rose, and she said it. She goes, oh, Kanye West, are you mad I'm not around to play with your asshole anymore? Hashtag fingers in the booty ass bitch. And then she did the emoticon where it's just a finger.
I didn't know you followed the Kanye West news, Tim.
Oh,
I don't, but someone was making fun of it. Oh, it was probably at midnight. And then I've just heard fingers in the booty ass bitch ever since then, because that's a funny phrase.
Like a song?
There you go.
And there you go.
Nice.
Thank you.
Was that a reference?
Yes. To the text message that Andy just... Wait, do you not get what Andy just sent us?
Oh, I didn't read it because we're fucking recording shit.
Ah.
Oh, I see what you...
I added a donut to the finger.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, my kid has a birthday, Noah has a health scare, and we talk about some movies like 10 Cloverfield Lane and Jungle Book. But when you hear this sound, get down, girl, go ahead, get down. That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Slow it down.
Speed it up.
Okay.
Keep it the same. Don't change anything.
All right, Goldilocks.
I like it just how it is. Finger in the butt, bitch.
Our song sucks.
Wait, finger in the butt, bitch, right?
Finger in the booty ass, bitch.
Oh, sorry.
Finger in the booty ass, bitch.
That just seems like redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finger in the booty or finger in the ass. You don't need the finger in the booty ass.
Hang on, I'll be out in a minute, wife. No. I gotta wipe my booty ass.
When you're that rich, your booty has its own ass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Rich people problems.
It wasn't the finger in Kanye's butt. He has like a stunt butt that he has follow him around for such fingering. That is why he's broke.
Oh, so you put the finger in the booty of his ass bitch. That's
exactly
the name of the guy who follows him around. Is the ass bitch.
Got it. So I'm going to go to Glassdoor.com right now and search for ass bitch and see what kind of scratch that pulls down.
It is expensive to have a 24/7 ass bitch, let me tell you.
Do they have like part-time ass bitches? Kind of like, you know, you get the in-home care nurse that's less expensive than like full-time.
Like Uber, like the ass bitch app where you like put in your location. And they're like, there are 5 ass bitches in your neighborhood right now. One could be with you in 1 minute.
My search for ass bitch around my house came up with no jobs.
You're pretty rural out there.
This is true. Let me try. sales ass is apparently, and administrative ass are also apparently job options. Let me expand this to the entirety of Atlanta.
Because that's associate, right?
Yeah. Although ass that is unfortunate.
Titties. Ass and titties.
All jobs for ass.
Ass titties. Ass and titties.
Ass titties. Ass and titties.
Oh, and apparently ass, the top ass, city titties, for ass titties, is Schwaz. I don't know what that is.
Wait, oh, it'll tell you the top city for the job you're looking for?
It tells me the top city for ass.
Interesting.
I assume Glassdoor would do that for other types of jobs, but I'm not looking for other types of jobs. I'm looking to be somebody's ass bitch.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome. We're glad you're still with us, New Zealand.
Number one in New Zealand.
Are we?
8 years in a row.
Yeah.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the ass bitch in Tancast.
There it is.
And yep. I'm Noah. The black man on the back of this Tancast thing, it should be Natcast from now on. I want the front.
All right.
Black power.
Rosa Parks like a motherfucker.
But I'm black and I'm in the front.
You're passing.
I'm the creamy Oreo center.
I'm just messing with you, Tim.
I'm not passing. I got a D minus. You're going to make me take this whole thing again.
What,
coming up later on the show, Tim has a literal kicking his feet story. Stay tuned, or turn off now. Either way.
It's up to you.
Both are fine choices.
No one would blame you, unless you're in New Zealand. We know you're sticking with it to the very end.
The yep. very end.
You know how we know? Still no contact from anyone in New Zealand since we started talking about them.
They're just like, they know how much we love the podcast. We don't need to tell them.
Yeah. They can see the stats.
I think our stats thing is broken for New Zealand. That's why our numbers are so low. If, man, oh, if it was it. Working, woo, millions.
I mean, fortunately for you, I've never asked Andy for the new password to look at our stats, so I have no idea if New Zealand is listening or not.
Is that fortunate for us, or is it fortunate for you, because now you get some sleep?
No, I look at the stats for the Christmas podcast all the time.
Oh, okay.
And I am somehow surprised that it's really doing crappy in January, February, November. I mean, January, February, March, April. I'm like, no one's listening to a Christmas podcast?
Is it on Doug Loves Movies? Someone was talking about someone else who does an all-year-round Christmas podcast. I mean, I'm sure there's multiple ones.
Son of a quump.
People love Christmas. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yep.
There's another one. There's another podcast I listen to that purports to be a year-round Christmas podcast, and they did one like right after Christmas, and the next one just came out like in April. I was like, that was 3 whole months you missed, sir. That's not a year-round Christmas podcast.
They're busy opening their Christmas presents.
It's year-round, but quarterly.
I'm in the trenches getting it done in February when no one cares.
You're like, I'm at the beach.
Like, there's no new movies coming out until Valentine's Day. Well, at least no good ones.
Keanu.
No.
It's after February. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, Deadpool came out on Valentine's Day.
Yes, indeed. That's why I had to add a...
caveat.
Quick edit. Yep.
Caveate. Should we do some Tan Laughs?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's asinine. It's a disgrace to the American culture. There's more important things in life than telling stupid jokes. Do something constructive. People are dying. Go to Africa and find out what a tsetse fly is. And I don't like jokes. I don't tell jokes. I can't stand when somebody comes over and says, did you hear the one about? Did you hear about the two penguins or two ducks? I don't care. Then you got the assholes who got riddles. What's round is an apple shaped like a pear, split in the middle, surrounded by hair. I said, a vagina. The guy's, no, it's an eye. Who cares that it's an eye? Who cares? Why bother me, you stupid bastard?
Yes, I got one sent to my Facebook, so give me a while to look for it. I mean, you guys go first.
Very funny. You go first.
I got one that I heard on this podcast I listened to.
Is it Tancast? Because if it is, we're eating ourselves.
No. it was called Dinner Party Download. So it goes like this. Two cows were talking... What?
Sorry. Nothing. I just was giving you a little intro music.
Oh, go for it.
That was it. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Two cows were talking to one another in Washington. One says to the other, what do you think about this mad cow disease? The other cow says, what do I care? I'm a helicopter.
Funny and timely. Because all that mad cow disease in the news recently.
Oh. I thought you meant, like, literally, like, Mike, did I miss something? No. I just heard it. I thought it was funny. So I was like, yes,
you missed the trend of cow disease by, like, I don't know, 4 years?
Yeah. Do you think it's still a thing and we just don't care anymore?
Totally possible.
Like, I feel like, yeah, these, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not the first one to point this out, that, you know, things have a cycle and we worry about something else and then we just forget about that other thing.
Yep.
It's like, did we fix that thing? No, we just don't talk about it anymore.
But what do I care? I'm a helicopter.
Exactly. I'm a banana. My spoon is too big.
Oh, snap.
I am a banana.
Snap what, Tim?
Murray, back in March, sent us a thing for a magazine called Quumpf Magazine. Get down, girl. Go
ahead. Get down. Whoa.
It's C-U-U-M-F. Quumpf, the mag for men who sniff ladies' bike saddles.
Whoa, what?
Britain's fastest growing hobby from the pages of Viz Comic. I don't know if this is real.
I can't be real. Like, hobby? Like, you got your special gear? I got my track shoes on so I can run away really fast after Lady gets me smishing her bike saddle.
Well, I can't find the one that someone sent us recently. No, I think we already read that one. I'm just going to read this thing from Roger, which is kind of a tan laugh. Hopefully I haven't read this already. Well, I just blew another job interview. The interviewer asked me, what do you think is your biggest fault? I answered, my biggest fault is honesty. The interviewer said, I don't think honesty is a fault. And I said, I don't give a fuck what you think.
I don't know if I heard that one, but it's still funny.
Andy, you're up.
I've been madly trying to find this thing, and I
you just slamming shit around like, where the fuck is this thing?
Yes.
Where the fuck is it?
God damn it, piece of shit. Kill it.
Drew, did you move the fucking thing?
She was my wife, piece of shit. God damn it, because somebody at work had sent, somebody who knew about Tancast, had sent me a joke. And I had filed it away, and that was like 3 weeks ago, and now I can't find it.
You filed it away poorly.
We can never take time off, fellas. I lose things. You know what? I'm going to grab this one from Leslie that she sent in 3 hours ago.
That is timing.
Nothing like being fresh. Top of the pile. She said, you may have heard or even read this one before, but it made me laugh, so I thought I'd share. What do you get when you cross a dyslexic, an insomniac, and an agnostic?
I know the answer.
Yep.
I don't.
Someone who lays awake at night wondering if there's a dog.
Nailed it.
I read it this morning.
Then you cheated. That was a cheating cheater.
I'm going to put
on the brakes right there before I go further down that rabbit hole.
Oh, okay.
Huh? So no wonder he's single. And I felt bad about it.
Oh.
You can hit me with your dick next time we see you.
He's single because he's like, I like all this money.
Yeah.
I like all this free time, and I like all this autonomy.
I don't have kids because I like all my money.
And free time, and autonomy.
Let's not pretend that women don't take your money. You know what I'm talking about. Ladies love shopping.
That's an internal debate I have, like... Should I be like the chivalry thing and like pay?
Sorry.
Thanks, Tim.
Tim's allergic to your argument, Noah.
Sneeze all over.
I mean, sometimes they say that argument's nothing to sneeze at. Clearly, that's not the case.
But yeah, like, yo, I think the common refrain is like, if you invite them out, you should pay.
Oh,
But also, it's like, I feel like nowadays it's very, like, it's a different type of dating field. So I feel like oftentimes you only go on one date and that's it. And like, fuck, it gets expensive if you're just like, oh yeah, let me get that for you. Let me get that for you. And then I've heard some women say, like, they don't want the guy to pay because then they, some men feel like now you're obligated, you know, for something because I paid for dinner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I found when I was dating that that was not... whatever that currency is, it's not recognized in that country.
It's not redeemable in Tim's neighborhood. Participating right, stores only.
I'm going to cash in my paid for dinner bucks. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't accept those here.
Oh,
what do you accept? Slam doors in your face?
Oh,
I can't spend those anywhere.
Ow, my boner.
Hello, can you open the door? You slammed it on my boner. Hello, you can't go anywhere.
I'm just trying to get a foot in the door, metaphorically.
About a half a foot.
Just had flashbacks to Noah knocking on our doors.
I don't know what you're talking about. Never did such a thing.
What is that?
Tim! Tim!
That's why I love you guys. I did it, and you kicked me out immediately. Like, fuck, you need to go, man.
I think we immediately tried it on you.
Yes! All right, Tim, we got to synchronize this, because the two of us together will equal one of him.
The only thing about that is afterwards, my door was always smiling.
And super easy to walk through.
But the doorknob was always wet.
Oh.
What good turn deserves another.
Anybody but New Zealand still listening?
New Zealand will never leave us.
They're never going to give us up. Never going to let us down.
Oh, I've missed this.
Yeah, we were off last week.
I know.
Due to scheduling conflicts.
Yep.
And recording this week, a little early on Sunday, despite the fact we no longer needed to, but that didn't get solidified until after you probably both were in bed.
It's fine. I'm later. Actually, you know, going somewhere so early is better.
Oh, all right.
I ain't doing shit.
Do you want to tell a little story, Tim?
Sure, I can. I mean, well, why don't we just get into how the fuck was everybody's weeks?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
So the kicking in the feet story, the literal kicking in his feet story. So James and Michael were taking a bath. Because, you know, California, gotta save water. Uh-huh. Put both kids in the tub, just wash them up. And James loves just like splashing around. Like, he just loves water. Like, put him in water, he'd be like, great, just leave me here. I'm gonna splash until there's no more water left.
Just gonna knock it all out of the tub.
So he was laying on his belly and he's just kicking his feet, and water splashing everywhere, and it's getting all over Michael. And I hear Michael go, "You okay there, Chief?"
Really?
Yep.
That's from you.
Yep. Made me
was
so
he,
happy.
Like,
and
was
I
he
laughed.
Being funny, or was he just like just parodying something you said in context?
He did it. I mean, he parodied something I said, but in a situation where I would have said it, like, because, you know, Michael be going crazy, like, "You okay there, Chief?"
So Tim was being just funny. I was just like, well, Dad says this, so I'm going to say this to James.
I don't know. I mean, he seemed genuinely happy that I was laughing as hard as I was.
Well, I think, I think anytime you, like, laugh at him, he's like, yes, I made Dad
he's
laugh.
Like, nailed it. It's my Abe material, and it's working. I'm putting that in the HBO special. When I do the Letterman audition, that's going in there. I didn't have the heart to tell him. Michael had a birthday this week. Spread it out over a 3-day celebration.
Nice.
Because Thursday was his birthday, and also Take Your Kid to Work Day.
Ah.
So, did you take your kid to work?
I did. But my wife was, she had open house at her school, so she didn't get home until after Michael was already in bed, so we didn't do like an official celebration. But he at least got to, you know, come to my work, eat pizza, popcorn, make his own cookies, where he was like, okay, so I'm gonna take all the frosting. Like, all right, that's very frosted.
Did he enjoy it?
Oh yeah, he loves it. Well, he was only able to finish half of the first one that he ate, and the other one's still in the fridge. He's like, that's too much. I'm like, no shit, kid. And then, you know, there was other stuff to do and play around with. And so he was having, and so that was his actual birthday. And then we had the family party the next day. And he got a Spider-Man costume, which he was super excited about. Well, he asked for it. And I made sure to get the one with muscles, because why not?
Yeah.
His grandma got him a bike. His other grandma got him, like, walkie-talkies that are good, supposedly up to a mile. I'm like, I don't know if we're going to test him, but...
Yeah, just to go walk him for about, walk for about 20 minutes, buddy. I'll wait here.
Do these still work? Ba-doot. Yeah, they sure do. Ba-doot. I'm being kidnapped. Ba-doot. Oh, crap.
I'm getting out of my way.
And then Saturday, we had his birthday party. Yesterday, we had his birthday party at the park. Star Wars themed. Had a Kylo Ren pinata.
Nice.
I came out dressed as Darth Vader for it, and then I was holding the pinata, and I'm like, before anybody hits it, they have to say, this one's for Han.
Nice.
And all the children beat it. And then they were having a squirt bottle fight, and that, I don't know if you saw my Vine, I recorded him just squirting it, going, this one's for Han, this one's for Han, this one's for Han. Get down, girl, go ahead,
get down. I do not follow the Vine, so I did not see it.
But I put my Vine on my Twitters and my Facebooks.
I'll have to look at the Facebooks.
Party went well.
Good.
People seemed to... It was at the park, and one of his preschool friends... a lot of preschool friends were there. And then one thing we forgot a bunch of stuff last minute. And one of them was, when we got there, we got to ready to do the cake. I was like, hey, we didn't bring anything to light this candle, did we? Nope. I'm like, well, fortunately, this is a park with multiple birthday parties going on right now, so I'm just going to go ask somebody from another birthday party if I can, like, can I just borrow your lighter and light my candle and walk it back over? And they're like, so I walked over to this other party, and then I'm like, one of the moms from the preschool that was at our party was there. I was like, hey, you're at the wrong party. She's like, no, I'm actually going to both of these parties. We got invited to this one too, so we're going back and forth.
That's sweet. Wait, that's the same park? Like, yes.
And then she had another party to go to after that. I was like, damn, you stacking them up.
Excuse me, can I borrow your fire?
Yeah, they're like, here, you take the matches. The squirt bottle, yeah, I said all that. Yeah, good times. Oh, had the pizza delivered to the park. That's the way to go.
Nice.
How'd they know which party to come to?
I told them to look for the Star Wars stuff. We had a big BB-8. We had Star Wars lanterns, tablecloths. And I also gave them the address of the house that was literally right across from us.
Good thinking, Tim. So you got some things right, buddy.
So find this house, then turn around and cross the street very carefully.
Oh, and an ice cream truck kept showing up. So I'm like, wow, look at that. We get additional refreshments provided every so often.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, that ice cream truck is playing Christmas music. I am going. I was like, is that Jingle Bells? You got me. You had me at Jingle Bells.
It's so weird for April.
Very. I asked him about it. I'm like, you playing Christmas music? Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, whatever. Like,
you just hit on, didn't you? You don't know. Nor
like,
do you care.
What the fuck do you want from me? It's just music. You hear the music, you come get the ice cream. Go on with your life.
Now what do you want? I was like, a soda. He's like, fair enough. That's it for me.
All right.
And now back to other people's weeks.
I don't think I did anything interesting.
Oh, I got some stories.
All right. Yeah.
So I don't know, like, I told you, I mentioned, like, on here, not good stories.
Oh.
Back in October, like, I had, like, a chest tightness, and I went to, like...
Oh. Oh. Yes.
So it happened again, and along with, like, other symptoms, like, I lost, like, a bunch of weight, like, in a week and a half, and I've been feeling, like, faint, like, I was gonna faint, and I've been feeling, like, sick, and... I don't think I mentioned in Tancast that my, like, one of my former roommates, and he's a friend, got hit by a car and died in New York, like, a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. This is kind of all when it started. And so I've went to the ER twice since we last recorded. The first time I was just feeling, like, really, like, weak and, like, a little shaky, and my chest was still tight, so I was just like, I should get this checked out. And it was nothing. Like, I kind of thought it was going to be nothing, but it was just kind of like, I don't really know.
Did and I miss those texts, or are you pulling like my wife's grandparents, where it's like, oh yeah, I was in the hospital 2 weeks ago, and I didn't fucking tell anybody.
Well, I didn't tell anybody because it wasn't like I was there overnight. I went there like, you seem okay.
Okay.
Like, we're gonna let you go now. Like, okay. So it wasn't like I didn't really tell people because I didn't want people to worry because it wasn't really like anything. It was just like I went in. They said we don't find anything. And we let me go. But then like a week after I went to the ER, all of a sudden I just felt like I was gonna die. Like my chest got really tight. I couldn't breathe. I was shaking. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is, so I'm calling 911. And again, like, once I got in the ambulance and they started, like, looking at me, like, I was okay. And I think it was just, like, a fucking terrible anxiety attack. Like, I've never had that one, like, something that bad before.
Oof.
Yeah, it was not pleasant. Like, if you can avoid it, it is. Like, my body was just like, you're fucking dying right now. And I was fuck, I don't want to die.
Yep. Having had one of those, yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, and they gave me like some drug to kind of like calm me down when I was in the ER, and like after that I felt pretty, I was like, I feel okay now. So I think all this is just like because of, you know, Sean dying, I think I've been thinking a lot about my own mortality, and I think it's just like, even though it on the surface level doesn't seem that bad, like I think subconsciously it's just like it's affected me. So
yeah,
I just, yeah, it's been like, it's been weird. I've never had like this much stress and anxiety for like such a long period of time.
Yeah, you might want to look into, you know, like a Xanax and or,
yeah, like I got a prescription for that. So that I can take it like if I need it.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably look into like seeing like a therapist and start to talk about it and be like, here's what's going on. I mean, I've been generally feeling better. I still feel like a little like low energy at times. I think it's just still me stressed out, even though I know there's nothing wrong. Like, there's also that thing in the back of my head, like, maybe they missed something. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, so, well, and you know, since I've had like a few little mini, like, starting to freak out, and I'm like, I'm okay, I'm not dying. And then usually I'm like, okay. But it's, man, it sucks.
I don't think I told you guys. I had like a little mini panic attack. I'm pretty sure it is. Where I just suddenly felt like weird and lightheaded. While I was commuting home, and then the next time I was commuting on that same section of road, I had the same thing happen in the same spot. So after that, I had to avoid that section of road for a little while, because it was like any time I drove by there, it would start to happen again. Like, I'd start to like feel lightheaded and like I was going to pass out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it wasn't like the first time it happened, I thought, oh, maybe there's like weird fumes because they're doing a bunch of construction shit right there. But then later I figured, I think it was just that there was a lot of shit going on. There was, like, you know, a lot of traffic, like the sun was in my eyes, and because of the construction, like all the lanes were narrower. And I think it was just, you know, like it hit some combination of subconscious triggers that was enough to, you know, sort of make me freak out a little bit. And I think it was just, you know, like being back in that situation again, even if it wasn't all of those combination of factors, it was the fact that I was physically back there. And, you know, thinking, oh, last time I was here, I kind of felt like, oh, shit, there it is again.
Right, your body's like, your fucking brain loves to fuck with you.
It's, yeah.
Like, fucking knocking off brain.
Yeah, it does.
Like because I was feeling, I think also I was even more stressed out because, A, I was having these problems, and I didn't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
So then I was thinking, looking at symptoms, and, like, fucking symptoms look like everything.
Yes.
Like, you, chest tightness could be stress, could be a heart attack. You could, yep, be dying right now.
Yep.
It's like, could be cancer. Maybe it's cancer. It's like, fuck.
Yeah. I went to the hospital for like a full workup. I think I talked about this on Tancast, but it was years and years ago. It was a year after my dad died, and I was just sitting at work, wasn't even thinking about my dad, just had like a full-on panic attack. And yeah, like it ticked off all of the symptoms for heart attack. I went straight to the hospital. They hooked me up to an EKG. They're like, nope, you're fine. Do you have a history with panic attacks? It's like, no, what are those like? And they describe all the symptoms. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, well, we're still going to send you for, you know, full, like, chest echo and, you know, like, inject dye into your bloodstream so that we can, like, see your heart in full 3D.
They didn't do that. They did an X-ray and they did, like, apparently there's a blood test that I guess your heart will release, like, these enzymes if it does have a heart attack. And they can detect them.
Yeah, they did that, but they weren't sure if there was, like, you know, Arrhythmia, I have a family history of, they call it mitral valve prolapse, which is where some of the blood, when your heart is only supposed to be pumping one way, can flow back the other way because the valve, like, reopens when it's supposed to be. So I can stuff it, and that can cause, like fainting and chest pain, and it's a thing that can, like, also cause, like, stroke and whatever from, like, throwing clots. So they were checking for shit like that.
Now you give me a new thing to worry about.
It's one of those, like, it's rare, so it's like if you've got a family history with it or, like, other indications, but it's also something that shows up on, unless it's, like, a really mild case, I guess it shows up on, it's either EKG or CAT scans, and I can't remember which one, but I had both.
And I think, I mean, I'm sure you guys have thought about this, but I've also just been coming to a realization, like, more and more people I know are going to start fucking dying. I don't like it.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-mm. And it's not always going to be cancer and accidents from here on out.
Nope. So, yeah. Think about your own mortality freaks me out. Even though...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. That's been on my mind a lot lately. I'm just like, I want to stop thinking about it. And then I think about, like, Prince Di. I'm like, fucking, that guy has all the money in the world. If he can't stay alive, what the fuck chance do I got?
Yeah.
I was listening to, like, Smodcast where they were talking about Prince, and, like, I had to stop because I was like, I don't know if I can listen to this right now. Like, it's starting to freak me out.
Yeah, well, then again, Betty White's still kicking, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think all this, you know, I think all this is just also the anxiety, right? Like, you know, yeah. I've been freaked out by death before, but it's never been, like, to this extent. And I think it's just, like, you know, like a snake eating itself. Like,
I know what you need to do to get rid of your anxiety. Just go out at night and beat up hobos.
Why would that help?
Just get your aggression out, man.
I don't have any aggression.
Wait, Tim, do you mean...
Yeah.
Did you mean homeless people, or did you mean homosexuals and you have a head cold?
Or do you mean, like, guys who carry, like, a bindle and hop on trains?
Yeah, okay. Like, some people riding the rails with a bindle.
Okay.
comic stubble on their face.
aren't those
and
tramps?
Just, like, pretend the hobo is a manifestation of your mortality and beat it up.
Someone suggested, like, I do this thing, you die before dying, where you lay down and imagine yourself decomposing.
That sounds awesome.
For that,
wait,
it worked.
What's another word for awesome? Retarded. My apologies to the retarded community. You know what I meant.
Yeah, no, I think we've talked about it before.
Yeah, I know, but it's still not cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We would never call somebody with, you know, learning disability retarded.
Well, I think the sentiment is, like, you shouldn't use it in negative context because then you're, like, you know, thinking, like, it's terrible to be retarded.
Well,
same reason we say quamp instead of bitch.
Yes, this is true. However, I mean, retarded literally just means held back. So I think somebody holding themselves back by, you know, their own lack of imagination or whatever.
Well, sure, fag also means a bundle of sticks, but... There are other connotations of why we don't use it.
You raise an excellent point.
So that's been my couple weeks of, like, and I've just been kind of laying low and just kind of chilling at home. I'm getting out, like, a little bit, but also, yeah, like, I'm just gonna chill. Oh, I did see three movies though.
Media, oh, we review media. It's media on Tancast, baby.
What'd you see?
You saw Batman and Superman three more times?
I
just
did.
Be an asshole?
Actually, I almost did see Batman and Superman again.
You piece of shit.
Only because I was trying to kill time until my next movie started. But it was like enough time that I would have sat for the whole movie. I'm like, I don't know if I really want to see this again. I should go watch something I haven't actually seen. So I saw Jungle Book. Which,
heard that was good?
Yes, it
story
is good.
Story-wise, it was okay. Like the kid is not really that amazing. Like, he's fine. Like, someone made the point, like, it's because child actors are kind of terrible, and he wasn't terrible. I'm like, all right,
yes.
He wasn't terrible. Did you see it, Andy?
Yeah.
I just felt like Bill Murray as Baloo. Maybe I'm just, like, too much thinking about the original. I just didn't, like, Bill Murray as Baloo, I didn't think was, like, great.
Really? I thought Bill Murray was, like, possibly the best part of the movie.
To me, Christopher Walken and Shere Khan, Idris Elba, were, like, as far as voice goes, I thought they were pretty great.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I thought Christopher Walken as King Louis was, like, the... I don't want to say the low point of the movie, but... Yeah, I thought him breaking into song was... Yeah, too much. Didn't fit with the rest of the
movie. Bill Murray broke into song?
Yeah, but it was like... he was singing in a situation where you would be singing. You know, you're just floating around, singing your song, whatever. King Louis's like, I'm going to convince you that you do this thing for me. Now I'm going to sing at you a whole song I wrote. Not just a song, but a song about this particular situation, about you and me and the thing that I want from you. I wrote this all out beforehand. Now you're going to listen, whole song and dance number.
It was a fucking talking monkey, Andy.
I'm like, it's a musical. That's... Do you think the Stars and the Jets really wrote those songs on the fly while they were fighting each other?
No, see, that's the thing. The cartoon version totally fit because, yes, that was a musical. This was not a musical.
It was
literally
a mild
the
musical.
The only songs in this were King Louis singing about what he wanted from Mowgli and Baloo just singing his song while they're floating down the river.
I think I just had higher expectations for it. And I just was like, that was okay. CGI-wise, it looked fucking amazing.
Yeah, it did.
I was like, fuck, this is impressive. And I saw 3D. And I didn't pay for it, so I had to go reach into the little bin to grab some 3D glasses. Because I walked in, and I was like, oh, everyone's wearing 3D glasses.
Oh, Batman v Superman gets your fucking cash, but Jungle Book, you can't bother to break off some scratch for them, you piece of shit. I hate you so much.
Oh, goodness.
I saw a movie called The Green Room.
No one gives a fuck.
And that was pretty good.
Actually, I do. I am interested in what you thought of that movie.
I mean, Patrick Stewart was good. I kind of wanted him to be, like, a little bit more menacing. He was very, like, even though he was dealing with, like, fucked up, like, killing people shit, like, he was just very matter-of-fact about it, which is chilling. But I also wanted, like, a sense of, like, you're very control right now, but, like, fucking, you can go crazy anytime. But maybe that's not what they're going for. Maybe they always wanted him to be just kind of, like, controlled and matter-of-fact about, like, everything. But it was good. Like, this director, he's actually, I've seen his other movie called Blue Ruin. That was also pretty good. So it was very intense and, like, I would say had a pretty satisfying ending. Like, a lot of times I don't really like these movies because it's just like, well, all your fucking friends died. That's shitty. But I feel like this one had a pretty good satisfying ending, some good action, some funny lines. I would say it's definitely worth a watch. You know, if you're into that kind of, like, thriller, like, some definitely violent and gory. And I also saw 10 Cloverfield Lane, which I would say of the movies I saw, that might have been the best one. It's pretty close between Green Room and Clover Lane, but Clover Lane was really good. It's, like, very intense.
Is it a spoiler to say how much it really ties into Cloverfield?
So, I would say maybe. Well, I would say this.
Well, I know exactly as much as I did a second ago.
No, it doesn't. From what I've read, it is a spiritual sequel, not an actual sequel. So it does not take place in the same world as Cloverfield. How about that?
Oh.
Got it.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what that's the exact kind of thing I want to know.
I think it's only a name that is really connected. Like, the other things are not connected.
Got it. So the monster Clover doesn't just show up at the end and, like, eat everybody.
No.
He shows up at the beginning and vomits everybody back out, and that's how the story starts.
There are some twists, though. What a twist.
Just there, semi-digested.
So the rumor I heard is they'd made a completely unrelated movie and just decided to put the Cloverfield name on it for name recognition.
That might be the case. Like, so are either of you going to see it?
Probably, but only when it comes out on video.
All right, well, then I won't talk about it.
Yeah, just say it was great.
It was great.
Was it great?
But take that with a grain of salt, because I liked Batman v Superman. That's what I will think about everything you review from now on.
Every opinion is suspect.
Exactly.
That movie should win an Oscar. Batman v Superman. Oof.
This dead bird carcass doesn't taste very good. Yeah, well, you like Batman v Superman. Give me that.
Yeah.
I don't think you should follow that logic at all, Tim.
Ooh, nobody go into that bathroom. It really smells like shit. You know what? I'm going to go in there and breathe deeply just because I don't trust you.
All right, he's right this time.
The ball feels terrible. You should not try it.
Oh, that's on me.
I feel like I knew this one.
I must work through my trust issues.
Previously. Like, I'm mistrusting myself now just because old me agreed with Noah.
Although I did see a scene on YouTube, like I'm guessing it's towards the beginning where you're watching the end of Man of Steel, but instead of the
from the POV, you saw it in Man of Steel, you're watching it from Bruce Wayne's point of view.
Yeah, and that was really cool.
Like, it was cool and interesting, but it only serves to make Man of Steel more depressing.
Yep.
Like, you know all that implied death and carnage that you sort of saw? No, that shit happened. It was super depressing, scary for the humans on the grid. Yeah, yeah, people were dying. A little girl's looking at a building where her mom used to be, and now it's rubble. Yeah, that happened. That shit happened.
Yeah.
Fighting Zod, killing people, totally happened.
Hey, everybody over 30, remember how you felt after 9/11? Well, hop on board.
I mean, I think it was, you know, I mean, even though, like, in the end, it didn't really make sense why they didn't just fucking talk to each other, and instead they fought, like, sit down for a second, like, hey, let's just talk for a moment. I mean, I think it was trying to serve the story of, like, oh, this is why Batman hates Superman and thinks he's terrible, and the world thinks he's kind of terrible. Even though, also, like, Lex Luthor did other things to make him seem terrible, but it's just, like, you could just talk. I mean, I will totally admit there's a lot of stuff that wasn't good about the movie. I'm just saying it wasn't as shitty as people make it out to be.
All right.
I mean, I just think if you're going to have Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman in the same movie, you've got to get somebody in there and be like, okay, let's make sure this is good. Let's make sure they can't come at us with, why, this is dumb.
I mean, like, I don't think...
Because, you know, Marvel took four lesser-tier characters and created one of the biggest movies in the world. So we've got serious brand recognition on our side. We can't fuck this up. Zack Snyder says, oh, yeah? Give me that.
I'll do it.
Watch me.
And I am interested in seeing what, like, Ben Affleck would do with a Batman movie. Like, so far I've enjoyed his his movies he directed, and I think he would be better than Zack Snyder. I hope.
I think a shit I just took will be better than Zack Snyder. Smelfy coming soon.
You should shit and send it to. Was it Warner Brothers?
Yeah. I'll film it going down the bowl.
And be like, can I direct the next movie?
Go ahead.
Are you going to see Suicide Squad?
I'll probably see it.
Okay.
Depends.
Maybe I'll wait for the reviews again, but yeah. I'm mildly interested.
I'm with Tim on that.
What were you going to say, Tim?
Have you seen that? I think it's an iPhone commercial where the little kid takes a video of her mom cutting onions. And then submits, like, and then somebody says how good it is in her class, and it's submitted to, like, a film festival, and, like, and then it's, like, it's taken the world by storm, everybody loves it, and then it wins, like, an Oscar by Neil Patrick Harris, and I keep waiting for there to be a punchline, like, nah, just kidding, it's a stupid video of her cutting onions, and they're like, nope, iPhone 6, get it. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. I'm like, what?
No, I have
not. Wow. Oh, I'm so glad TiVo protects me from shit like that.
I can't remember why we didn't fast forward, but we're like, but immediately after, I was like, "What the fuck?"
That's amazing. You just take movies with it. You don't have to have any really talent or anything, and just Oscar.
Just fixes everything.
Although now the count, like up till now, I've been worried about the kid's birthday. Now it's all about the countdown to Civil War this Thursday.
I know. Oh, so excited for that.
The reviews are stellar.
Yeah, they are.
I think I only saw like four bad reviews so far.
Excellent.
And the reviews that are good are like, this may be the best Marvel movie ever.
Oof. Yeah, fucking, they do not want to bury the lead like on stories. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, it's known that Spider-Man was in there, but like, look at Spider-Man doing this. I'm not going to say what he's doing, but I'm just like, I don't want to know about Spider-Man doing this.
Yeah.
I'll go see the movie.
Yeah, I saw like, it's like they always put like a still frame of it in there. I'm like, I'm not watching that commercial on purpose.
Yeah, can't you just bury the lead? Like, oh, Spider-Man shit. Click to see.
So Rotten Tomatoes consensus is Captain America Civil War begins the next wave of Marvel movies with an action-packed superhero blockbuster boasting a decidedly non-cartoonish plot and the courage to explore thought-provoking themes. That's, yeah. I think that just inflated my boner another two notches.
Do either of you ever read the comic story?
I did not.
I did not read the full thing, but yeah, I know. Yeah, I know the big picture. Like, I know the big moving parts, like who's on what teams and who switches sides, and you know what kicks it off and all the rest of that shit.
And the Thor clone that kills Goliath.
What?
So in the comic book arc, there's a. Thor is apparently on, I'm going to say, Iron Man's side, and he kills a character named Goliath. Then it turns out that Thor was a clone.
What did they do that to him?
I mean, Chris Evans has said he's not in the movie, so I'm going to guess. Not Evans. I'm pretty sure he's heavily in the movie.
Chris I've seen Evans him in the ads and everything. The movie. That is fascinating.
How did they do that?
How?
These ads have been very deceptively edited then. Chris Hemsworth has said he's not in the movie. He was so like people. He's like people keep asking me if I'm not going to do his accent. Forget it. Sorry, New Zealand.
I was like, where are you going with that, buddy?
Oh wait, he's not from New Zealand. He's from Australia. He's from New Zealand, right?
I can't remember.
I think he's from Australia. I don't know.
Now we're losing New Zealand listeners and Australian listeners at the same time.
We love you, New Zealand. Stay with us.
You can't even tell us apart. I'll fuck you in your face.
Australia.
That's rough.
That accent was perfect.
He's Australian.
Chris Hemsworth had to be busy working on the new Snow White movie or whatever the fuck that was.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
It wishes it had Batman versus Superman's reviews.
28? How do you get to 28?
Melbourne, Australia. That's where Chris Hemsworth is from.
Well, anyway, he's like, people keep asking me if I'm Team Cap or meanwhile, he's doing pull-ups on a bar at this point while he's talking. So people asking if I'm Team Cap or Team Iron Man. I just think it's obvious that they should have had the two biggest hitters, Hulk and Thor, in the movie. So really, I don't care what these little kids do while they play around. And then now he's doing one-handed pull-ups. He's like, wait, why didn't they ask me to be in the movie? Maybe I'm not even worthy to hold the hammer anymore. And he puts his other hand out, and the hammer just flies into it. He's like, nope, still worthy.
Where is this
Enjoy
from?
A little movie. What?
Where's that from?
It was on the Marvel Studio. It was like Marvel Entertainment or something Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Silly. I'm also looking forward to, which I haven't, I've seen like little screenshots because I love to post shit, but I'm looking forward to Age of Apocalypse. Or is it just Apocalypse?
X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah, X-Men Apocalypse. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, and Doctor Strange. I watched the trailer for that.
Oh, yeah. I have not seen it.
I feel like I don't know anything more now than I did before I watched the trailer, but it looks interesting.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he was a doctor, and now he's the Sorcerer Supreme. And then they show the trailer. It's like, oh, okay, here's the part where he's a doctor, and here's the part where he's the Sorcerer Supreme. Okay.
It looks very Inception-like. I was like, okay, now what are we doing now?
Oh, yeah, with the whole mini worlds thing.
He doesn't see the trailers on purpose.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's okay.
Mini worlds of Warcraft. They're all just sitting around playing Warcraft.
Oh, that movie does not look good.
Yeah.
So I've started watching trailers again, so I've seen the World of Warcraft trailer, and I'm just like, nope.
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, whoa, they're taking this to TV? Nope, theaters. I did see a movie other than The Jungle Book that's worth sharing a little bit about.
Tell us, little Tim. Andy?
Yeah, whichever one I am. It's okay. I know you're high on Xanax. It's okay, dude.
Not yet. I did think about taking one, like, just to see, like, what it feels like. Because I've never had it before. It
doesn't really get you high. Just, like, kind of...
Mellows you out.
Mellows you down. Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you grind it up and snort it?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh. I've heard good things.
Fucking sounds like that would burn.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Feel the burn.
Like, that's one of my... I hate that feeling. Like, if you get water up your nose, and your nose is just like, fuck you! I'm just like, ow!
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's like, I know what chlorine getting up in there. I don't understand how people do coke. I mean, I understand, you know, that the end result is, I guess, good enough to get you past it, but I don't want that much dust up in there. It's gonna hurt.
I would assume it would immediately numb your nose, right?
Does it?
Probably.
I don't know. Coke feeds right in.
I don't know. I'm not going to do these experiments.
Tim,
I'll leave this to somebody
else. Coke. You're the crazy one.
I can't do coke again until the 22nd.
Okay.
All right. Good. Well,
we'll wait here for 21 days.
I meant Coca-Cola.
Oh. But that is another thing you really don't want up in your nose. Mm-mm. Coca-Cola.
I try not to.
That shit burns.
But we have taken a far detour from whatever movie you wanted to talk about.
Ex Machina.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, it was. That was quite a good movie.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's again kind of psychological thriller-y, but not like, you know, oh, who's chasing who, but more of like there's a puzzle. Like what is really going on here? Who's testing whom?
And it's, like, you know, very minimalist. Like, not a lot of actors.
Yeah.
Set as multiple rooms, but like...
Yeah, there were really three main actors, one slightly less main. There was a helicopter pilot at the beginning, and then like a couple of random people at the very, 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 very beginning of the film. And I think that's...
And I think two of them are in Star Wars Force Awakens.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I definitely recommend seeing that movie.
Yeah.
I actually watched it twice.
I only watched it once. I feel like I'm behind. I should go watch it again. No, not really. I don't feel the need to watch it again right now.
Interesting ending.
Yeah, and not like a, you know, M. Night Shyamalan, like, oh, what a twist. Or like Sling Blade, like, this is an inexorable march towards a foregone conclusion, but we're still going to, like, watch it and be a little bit shocked by it when it actually does happen. More of, like, the whole movie poses interesting philosophical questions, and the ending may pose more questions. Yeah, I really cannot think of anything else to say without, like, spoiling some shit, and I definitely am not going to do that. Because this is a movie you definitely want to... Don't go read about it. Watch it or don't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Watch or don't.
I say watch it.
I definitely say watch it. I just mean, like, you know, don't be like, well, I kind of want to know what I'm getting into. Because, like, almost anything you read about it's probably going to spoil some shit that's better experienced.
Kind of like Cabin in the Woods?
Yes. Yes. Oh, God, that would be such a hard movie. Well, we've done it. Like, we've tried to talk about it on the show. We just had to throw up the spoiler noise.
I think Ex Machina is easier to talk about than Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Okay. How about if you talk about my Disney?
No.
No spoilers there. I spoiled your mom for other men. Bow,
bicky, bow, bicky, bow, bow. No, you didn't, Tim.
Tim's got a gibbon. Oh, no, that's not a gibbon. That's a cockatoo?
I was watching an adorable video of a lemur being petted by these kids, and every time the kids would stop petting it, it would look at them and pat its side like, what you doing, buddy? Keep that scratching.
I saw a video of this guy who saw a bunch of raccoons. He's like, wow, I've never seen so many raccoons. And so he put his hand out with some food on it, and a raccoon came up and bit the shit out of his finger.
Yep.
That sounds terrible, Tim, and not adorable.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Did you really watch that?
Yeah, I was like, well, what happened? Well, yep, exactly what you think is going to happen when you read the description.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? That's stupid.
Yeah.
And he, for some reason, left the camera on, and as he ran away, he's like,
Okay. We are just too wild into recording shit, and not at the most opportune times. Like I need to do a selfie in front of this, like, and the fuck that, like that we, like, fuck with animals and kill them because we're like, oh, look at this baby dolphin. Let's take it out of the water and pet everybody and record it, and then it's going to fucking die later. It's like, fucking leave shit alone. Stop recording shit so much.
Stop fucking with nature so much.
Yeah, indeed. Like, I don't understand this, like, this inherent thing where we want to find the biggest thing of a species and fucking kill it.
Yeah.
I need to go because my wife just came in here angrily, so you guys can keep talking for a second, and then we can wrap up when I get back.
Okay.
Alrighty.
But yeah, every time, like, I see a video like, oh, we found the largest snake that we ever found, and it's dead, and it's like, and not all the time do they kill it, but I feel like more often than not, we kill it. It's like, why?
Yeah. Just, well, some asshole dentist from, like, Tulsa or whatever is going to go fucking kill it, so, yeah. Whatever it is, hide it. Like the biggest trees in the world, like the General Sherman tree, like researchers know where it is, but they have never published, like, exactly what the location of it is. And right. It's specifically so that assholes can't go fuck with it.
Because that's what people love to do.
Yep.
Let me go see this thing. Let me go fuck with it. It's like, wow. Yep. Why can't you just be like, oh, that thing's fucking beautiful existing out in the world. Let's just let it be.
Also, no. Let's go carve our initials into it.
I also don't understand this, like, I mean, I do kind of, like, you know, I understand there's beautiful spots in the world and we want to go visit it. But also, I think about, like, by going to visit it, you are fucking it up, right? Like,
yep.
You can minimize your damage, but you are doing damage.
Well, and that's another reason why they don't publicize things like, you know, where the General Sherman is. Is like just even people walking over to see it would, like, enough people would compact the Earth enough that it would fuck it up.
And there you go.
Yeah, yeah. And that leads me to my philosophy of why capitalism cannot be trusted by itself with no regulation.
Let's get political, political. We're gonna get political. We're about to get political, and it's probably gonna suck.
Do you feel like capitalism, because I know a lot of people nowadays feel like capitalism is just a terrible system. Do you feel like capitalism within itself is a terrible system, or do we just not have like enough rules and regulations to make it a good system?
I think pure capitalism completely unregulated capitalism. So the libertarian Tea Party wing, what the Koch brothers are aiming for, I think is a fucking fantasy. I think it is, it's not even like a kid's like storybook fantasy. It's like Brothers Grimm, everybody fucking dies fantasy. But it is like, it is completely non-workable, because you get shit like, you know, somebody with more money can make more money with that money instead of their labor. So they can continue to accumulate wealth by abusing situations, by abusing other people. You get things where there's a disconnect between the amount of information, so people can't actually make purely perfect logical decisions because somebody else is withholding information from them. So if there's two companies and one is selling their stuff for 10% cheaper than the first company, they're going to make all the money. But if they're secretly taking all of the nasty toxic sludge, so the more expensive company is treating it properly and not poisoning the atmosphere, but the cheaper company is poisoning shit, that company is going to win, the other company is going to go out of business, and then eventually when people figure out, oh, everything is fucked, the people who are doing it will be dead, or they'll just leave with their money, they'll move somewhere else, they'll go out of business and be like, oh, we got sued for more than our company is worth, so we're going to keep all of these big-ass houses that we're living in and declare bankruptcy with the company and just leave the government to pick up the pieces, which is shit that's happened a lot.
Anyway, so, we incentivize, because our economy is capitalism, we incentivize these people to do these things, right? We have stock and, whenever people own stock, all they care about is like, oh, you need to make more money. Like, you need to be making more money so I get more money. Like,
yeah.
And so, it's like it behooves them to like cut these corners,
yep,
to like squeak out as much as they can.
And that is just that the companies themselves have they have a hand in setting up those perverse incentives. So if the companies had done things like, not pay quarterly bonuses, and when you leave, even if you fucked everything up before you left, you keep the bonuses. If they had things like, those bonuses only pay out, 20 years in the future. That's a ridiculous amount of time. But if it was like, this is a bonus that's going to take you a long time to pay out on, so you need to be worried about the long-term health of this company. If you had set up stuff with your, with your stock and your dividends and everything, where it's like, the long-term health of this company is worth more than any, quarter by quarter, small improvements. It would take things like, it is going to take things like financial reform, derivatives reform, stock reform, investing reform, banking reform. It's going to take, did I say banking reform? Whatever. It's going to take a lot of reforms. It's going to take a lot of rules, because there needs to be some sort of counterbalance for all of the excesses of runaway capitalism. That said, I think capitalism is better than any other economic, any other economic plan that anybody has come up with.
Really?
It's not really a policy.
I don't know. I mean, if you look at, is it Sweden or Norway, as far as from making sure people don't fall too far.
Yes, yes. So that's something I absolutely agree with, is I think there needs to be, I think for capitalism to really actually work, for it to work the best, so for people who have, good ideas to have the freedom to actually go try those ideas, I think there needs to be a strong net to catch people. I think there needs to be, that we're not going to let people fall into desperation and destitution.
There's also needs to be prison reform for that to happen. So it's like you don't go to prison and your life is just kind of fucked. Like, and you don't feel part of society anymore because, like, people don't want to give you a job. People don't trust you. Like it just makes it so hard. Like, yeah, there's so much. I mean, you know, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done to kind of make things better. And I don't know, you know, if we're ever going to, like, get to a perfect place where, like, everyone's taken care of and everyone's happy. And, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I definitely think we could do better. But it's interesting because, like, there's that movie called Where to Invade Next. Have you seen the trailer for that?
No, I haven't.
It's Michael Moore, and he's basically going to different places and kind of picking and choosing what he feels like works really well. Like, you know, like prison, and I can't remember where it was, but there's this guy who was convicted of murder, and he's standing in a kitchen with him. There's knives behind him, right? But also, I mean, I feel like a lot of those things are great, but it's also we need to change our culture for those to be effective. Like, I think the reason those work in those places is because they have a culture that supports those things, right?
Yeah. Like we're big on that whole Puritan punishment thing, and these other places are like, we're not going to lock somebody up except to try to, you know, put them somewhere where we can control them long enough to rehabilitate them, and then they should be let go because now they're better.
Yeah, it does seem more about rehabilitation as opposed to like just like we're going to stick you here until we feel you've served your time.
Hey guys,
welcome back, Tim.
So I just came back to say that I have to rock the kid all the way to sleep because he is not going to sleep, so this will take way longer probably than the end of the episode.
Alrighty.
So I'll just throw this in here. You guys can finish till your logical endpoint and then wrap up, and then later I will insert myself saying, not today, fucking toddler going to sleep.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, I think we'll wrap it up, and then I think
Noah and I are basically just 69ing each other politically right now.
Delicious.
So remember, never trust your fucking kid to go to sleep when it should be.
This week, I hate how much your brain can fuck with the rest of you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
TanCast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of TanCast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. TanCast is there as well. Go to TanCast.com for all your TanCast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TanCast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official TanCast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please!